It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Quick Calls. I'm Mike the Ref. We just finished up the Monster Pro Wrestling event at the Kingsway Legion March 6th. I'm here with Andre C. of the Wrestling Clarity.
How's it going?
The wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Yo, how's it going, people?
And our special guest, Sane Fan off YouTube, Luke.
Yep, that's me. Hi.
All right, folks. Awesome show to start off tonight. Start off the month here. Guys, what's your highlight of the night, Andre?
That main event where Kato just jumped off the top into the full crowd of all the heels during the Lumberjack match, I thought it was just phenomenal.
And Brian?
I would say the hardcore match between Irishman and Sin City Strangler, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was all around a fun card, but I would have to say, if I had to pick one highlight, it would have to be the Kato dive from the top turnbuckle also.
For me, I'm sorry, I'm going to steal your thunder a bit, guys. I got two here tonight. I'm going to
have more than everybody else.
Yeah, go figure, huh? My first one is going to be the first match of the night involving J.J. Spade and Chris Parrish. Those guys knew how to start up a crowd, and it was a hell of a match from start to finish. Just thinking about how this guy, J.J. Spade, only has a few matches under his belt. Like, he's only in his first 4 or 5 months in the business. Guys, what'd you think about that match?
That kid is absolutely phenomenal. Like, he looks like he's been doing this for a few years. He's just that good in the ring.
I would agree that match was phenomenal. Those two can go at it. I'd like to see another match between those two because they can go. It was awesome.
Like I said, we said last show, you can tell if this guy was a rookie or not by the way he was performing there, and so we went to see how he looked in a singles bout competing nonstop over 10 minutes, and sure enough, he continued with a similar performance tonight.
Absolutely. And my second one, and this is going to piggyback off our last quick calls, it's actually the crowd. I checked at intermission. We were looking at about 250 to 300 people in here total. It was a lot higher crowd than you get at most shows, and this is the second show in a row where we see a real increase in new people coming in, and that can only mean good things for the Edmonton business overall.
Well, from PWA getting the, we saw a hole in the crowd there, and then tonight here at MPW, a bunch of new people here, and they seem to love it, which is the best part about it. The crowd got those new fans who are enjoying it. That's the main thing.
I would agree. With the local wrestling scene around here is just fantastic, with all our fans coming out, and you get to see new fans, old fans. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah. This is a wonderful thing. One might think that with four independent promotions at Edmonton, you'd think the market could be oversaturated. However, for the most part, they've been keeping it balanced, and people don't seem to mind spending an extra few dollars a month on professional wrestling.
Edmonton is definitely one of the hotbeds for professional wrestling in the country, and that's for sure. And it's lining up to be a great month of action here. The other parts I'm looking at is the tag team match with the new team of Onslaught with the Tattooed Terminators as well. That seemed to get the crowd off its feet pretty much through the entire match. Your guys' thoughts, Brian?
That Onslaught team's a pretty good team. They're pretty good rookies. They took it to the Tattooed Terminators, so I'd like to see them go at it again.
Definitely want to see them back. We were giving them a little bit of hell, the Onslaught team, but they proved that they can hang in this ring, which is really good. So I'd like to see them back, see them do some damage here, man. It'd be pretty good. Pretty developing a pretty good tag division in here.
Yeah, MPW has had a pretty underrated tag team division for quite a while, and Onslaught only adds to it. They surprised me with a couple of double team moves that you'd pretty well see from a seasoned tag team. So, like I say, I hope it's more than just a one time thing that we can see Onslaught in MPW.
The biggest thing I'm looking forward to is the development of that tag team division. If they can get it together, four or five decent teams, get that belt being defended by the Terminators a lot more, and with the quality that could be coming out of these wrestlers coming in, we're looking at a phenomenal setup in the new year for the tag team division in MPW.
Only thing for the tag team division I'm kind of worried about watching the Empire tonight, kind of looks like they're kind of imploding on themselves. Team Parrish and James is kind of, don't want to see that. It's a good tag team. Hopefully they resolve their differences and come back together.
I would agree. The Empire is not doing too good, but then again, you got the Onslaughts, got Tattoo Terminators. Hopefully we get more tag teams coming in, but so far the division is shaping up pretty good.
Yeah, we have a couple of tag team guys who are current, who I'm assuming are nursing injuries right now. So maybe MPW is just experiencing a little bit of a lull as we speak. So once they come back from injury, then we'll get to see it back up in gear in no time.
Absolutely. Once we get the tag team division set up, we got the provincial title going real well with Diablo. His action in the ring here against TJ was... It was a really good match overall. It's always tough to fill in that position right after intermission, and these guys did a great job of it. And of course, Cato with the winning the heavyweight championship in this match really speaks to the beginning of that feud with Rivers. It's been carried for the last couple months, and this one just will carry it on perfectly. So, guys, your overall thoughts and any last comments on the show?
Overall, great show. Happy to see Cato win the belt. Everything turned out pretty well tonight. Really good show. Great crowd. Come out and support Wrestling Clarity on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. And support indie wrestling wherever you are.
The whole card was, from top to bottom, was fantastic. The crowd was into it from the beginning. Can't get better than this. And it just gets better and better with all the shows. So come on out. Support the local wrestling in the city and enjoy it, folks.
This is two good shows in a row that Monster Pro Wrestling has put together, and if you noticed, Monster Pro Wrestling, for those who consistently follow this promotion, doesn't typically rely on big names to draw consistent fans in. So this is something that. That's a credit to MPW, where they rely on the power of its regular performers to put on good shows.
That's one of the best things about MPW. They build their stars up, and they don't need outside talent to necessarily push their product. They will bring people in to help celebrate their product, but they won't use it to push it. One big reminder for you guys, on my Blown Call show coming up this Wednesday, I will have a special announcement in regards to MPW and a future show coming up for MPW. But in that case, we're just going to wrap this up here because it looks like they just both got the ring turned down and they're about to throw us out here. I can see the pitchforks coming out of Johnny's hands in that right now, so we better be careful and get the hell out of here real quick. So this is Mike the Ref at the Monster Pro Wrestling Show at the Kingsway Legion. And just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.